Hey everybody, it's Aaron. Were you expecting somebody else? How could you? How dare you, sir and ma'am? Hey, before we get started this week, we want to put it out there that we are looking for artists to submit artwork that is that celebrates our 100th episode that we can put up on the website at www.air-raid.net. Put it up there in the background of the header image, and yeah, maybe make some t-shirts. We're really excited about this, and we hope you are too. So, if you have some artwork that you would like to submit, please send it in. We're waiting for these things. My email, aaron@air-raid.net. That's two A's. Two A's means double the fun. All right, enjoy this week's episode. Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast.
I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
This is episode 96.
Woo!
In what is officially a long and drawn-out series.
Heartbreaking.
I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Man, I am feeling a little bit off, I will tell you, and we'll get into that in just a second. But first, we have got a great show planned for you today. The band La Molo is going to be here once again. I'm really, really excited that we got to talk with these ladies again. They are exploding. They are blowing up. I'd like to think that, you know, partly because of myself, and in fact, that's not true. It's all they're doing. They are fantastic people. They're a lot of fun to talk to, and a lot of great fun to listen to. Amazing band, absolutely amazing band. And they've got a new album coming out July 3rd called The Kaleidoscope. If I can just spit these words out, then I'll be done. I'll be done doing the monologue, and then I can just get out of here. Anyway, we've got some stuff to talk about before they join us here in Dining Room Studios. We put the call out last week after we got a unsavory review on iTunes that we wanted you guys to go and leave us a couple good reviews, iTunes reviews. And you did that. Thank you very much. Two of you, anyway. Two of you did it. And we'll read those for you. Also, I've got a story about what happened to us today, Mairead and I. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised to find the outcome of this little run-in with a state patrol officer. Anyway, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this really quick. We will read these reviews on iTunes. So yeah, like I said, we got kind of a shitty review a couple weeks ago by CC Writers. And it wasn't, you know, it kind of hurt my feelings. I got over it really quick. I will say that I did get over it. You know, it just kind of hurt my ego a little bit. You guys know I'm very narcissistic. I can't take that stuff. I can't take that kind of criticism, I guess. Called me bland. I'm not bland. This isn't bland, right? Actually, it probably is. Now that I say that, it sounds pretty bland. Anyway, we got this one. It says, "Awesome for your ear holes," from AJ Federation. "This podcast has exposed me..." Wow, man, I'm not even drunk. I am not even drunk. I'm not even drinking. "This podcast has exposed me to some great music that I never would have found myself. Aaron knows his musicians, has awesome guests to keep new music coming, and by God, does he have some hilarious comics stopping by. And you get to hear from some comic book maestros making the scene on this podcast. Air Raid does it all. I have never not laughed at anything and never hated an episode. The opening monologue is worth every download." Well, thank you, AJ Federation. That is so sweet. You are a gem, sir. Also, this one from Scrappy Poo, which is a great screen name, I must say. It says, I must listen. And he or she only gave us 4 stars. But yeah, we'll see why here. This show, like I stated in the title, is a must listen. The host, Aaron, offers up an hour-plus show every week that gives the listener a view into the world of the guest. And the guests, ranging from comedian Dana Gould to musician John Roderick, are always great. However, I am only giving this show 4 stars because the monologues at the beginning can be a bit long in the tooth. how long are we right now? Still a fantastic show that keeps getting better. Well, thank you, Scrappy Poo. We really appreciate that. And like I said, you know, we do appreciate getting constructive criticism. So I will take that. I will take note, everyone, about the length of these monologues. Anyway. So today, we're driving down, Mairead and I are driving down to go see this couple that we met in the hospital. Both of our children are about the same age, and we both had some problems. We're in the NICU for a little while, and so we hadn't seen them for about 10 months, I guess, it was awesome. We were going to have brunch today and everything like that. We had a great time down there with May and Peter. But on our way down there, Mairead was driving because I found this new zombie game for the iPad, and I needed to play it. So I was sitting in the back, and Mairead, at one point, we were driving down Aurora, which is one of these, you know, kind of small highways here in Seattle, and she was going pretty fast, and she just all of a sudden goes, "Shit!" And I look up, and there's a cop on the side of the road pointing out his window, pointing at us, signaling us to pull over. This hasn't, you know, I haven't gotten pulled over before. Well, before. I've been pulled over many times, but I haven't gotten a ticket in a long time. So whenever you get a ticket, it's like your heart sinks, right? You just think to yourself, you're like, oh, shit. Because this is gonna be bad. This is gonna be bad. Anyway, we pull over. Mairead's kind of just freaking out a little bit because she hasn't been pulled over in years and years, and nor have I, for that matter. But this guy comes up. He taps on the window. We roll it down, and Mairead goes, "I am so sorry." Like, what is that? What is that? You apologize to the officer for going with the flow of traffic. We were going like 52 and a 40, so 12 miles over. But, you know, it's not too bad. But she apologized. We all do that, right? If we're normal people, I guess. We all apologize to the officer because we broke some, you know, speed law, which is, you know, kind of a dumb law, right? Well, in most places. Anyway, so she apologizes. And he turns out to be one of the nicest police officers I have ever met in my life. He was so nice, and he was like, "Yeah, do you know how fast you guys were going?" And Mairead was like, "Yeah, it was 52. And he goes, "Yeah, you know, I noticed you going. That's the same thing I got. It's really easy to do in this place, but you gotta slow down." And he goes, "This is what came out of his mouth next. Check this out." He goes, "How's your driving record?" And Mairead says, "Well, it's spotless." He goes, "Okay, well, give me your license, your registration. I'm going to go run this and check your driving record, and we'll see what we can do." Meanwhile, we kind of look at each other like, we'll see what we can do. He's going to work some magic for us here? Why don't you just not give us a ticket, brother? Anyway, he goes back. He comes back about, I don't know, 5 minutes later. And he says, "Okay, here's what I'm doing for you. I got to give you a ticket." And we said, okay. And he said, "But I reduced the amount of I reduced what you guys were speeding over the limit by 6. So he only put us down for going 5 miles over the speed limit. So we were going 145 or 147. What? Yeah, whatever. 145. Ticket was already, you know, super nice, right? Super nice. Ticket was $131. You know, I think I'm gonna push her to, contest that. I'm just glad I wasn't driving, 'cause she would be pissed off at me. I was not pissed at all. I had a zombie game to play on the iPad. I was happy. But yeah, weird, right? And so when he left, he goes, here's your stuff back. And he's getting ready to leave, and he goes, well, yeah, I'm sorry that I had to give you guys a ticket. I hope that the rest of your Sunday goes amazingly. And I was like, whoa, that, I feel like I just gave that guy, you know, I would have just paid $131 just to have that 10-minute conversation with the dude. Seriously. Just to have somebody kind of brighten up your day a little bit. I thought it was fantastic. Anyway, that's what happened to me today. You can go. Please go to iTunes, rate and review the show. It would help us out immensely. Tell me if you want these stories to be a little bit shorter. Because that was, I don't know. Now that I think back on it, that story was not that great. However, we've got a great interview coming up for you. A great chat with the band La Molo, Megan and Kendra are going to be stopping by here, Dining Room Studios, and, you know, talking about their new album that's coming out July 3rd. And let's see, we're going to go to our first musical break. Let's see. This is a kind of an unreleased song that doesn't really have a name off of a recording on their website that you can see in a video called Black and White. So go and check that out. Check that out, right? Let's see. What's their web address? LaMoloMusic.com. Great band. Great girls. And a lot of fun. I always love talking with these guys. This is a unreleased, unnamed song. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast with the band La Molo for your ears. Stay tuned. All right, we are back, and joining me here in dining room. Wow, I said that weird, didn't I?
You said enjoining here.
And joining here.
Oh, you combined.
Joining me dining. And joining me here in dining room studios is La Molo, the band La Molo, Megan and Kendra. Hello, welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming on such short notice too. I just called you like out of the blue, like 5 minutes ago. And you're just like, yeah, we'll be there, right?
We made it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Through rush hour traffic and all.
Yeah, yeah. Came all the way from Paulsboro.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
5 minutes.
Well, ladies, since the last time we had you on this show, things have been looking up for La Molo. lot of crazy stuff going on for you guys, right?
Right. Accomplishing a lot.
Yeah.
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 There's a lot.
So what's been going on? Let me know. Tell me.
All right. we finished our album.
Yes.
That we've been working on for about a year. So it feels amazing to finally have it done, and we'll be getting it on the doorstep in just a couple of days.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. So
it's mastered.
It's finished.
Everything.
Yep. It's on the way right now.
Artwork is done.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's kind of hard to describe how exciting it feels, but it's just really amazing.
Yeah.
It feels great. Yeah.
Well, and so you got, Kendra, get that microphone just a little bit closer to your face hole there. There we go.
How's that?
That's good. That's good. So let's see. And then you haven't had the album release show yet, of course.
Nope.
Not yet.
Because it's not released. So.
Right. That's going to be in June.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's already sold out.
One
right?
Yeah. There's two shows.
Yeah, we weren't planning on having two, and the first one sold out in 11 hours. We were not expecting
that
at all.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that was
thanks.
Wild.
Yeah.
Such a great day. Just really unexpected and
totally
so amazing. So it sold out so fast, we wanted to add another one, so we're going to play the next night on June 30th.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's gonna be really cool. And so that's not sold out yet.
Right,
people can still get tickets to that.
Still tickets.
For
yeah.
Sure.
And they're on brown paper tickets.
Awesome. Awesome. So, okay, ladies, tell me about this a little bit, because with all this stuff happening, I mean, you guys have been on KXP. There's some videos of you now that are available there playing your tunes. Are you guys playing Sasquatch?
No.
No?
But I'm going to Sasquatch.
Are you? Me too. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Yeah. But all this stuff has been happening. You sell out a CD release show in June in 11 hours. What does that feel like?
Crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah, it feels
Can
great.
You elaborate on that a little bit?
We were just talking about how it hasn't quite sunk in yet, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been looking forward to this for so long, and and it doesn't quite feel real that it's sold out and that it's all happening.
I don't think it will feel real till after.
Yeah.
Like till both the shows are over,
saying.
And then we're sitting down, maybe having band practice or something, and we go, "Oh,
wow, that just happened.
We did that." So, I think it will take some time for it to set in. It's still a little bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you guys have like a tour lined up or anything like that?
We have a couple things going on.
Yeah.
We've got a tour with Hey Marseille.
Really?
May coming up.
Nice.
Just a short West Coast thing.
Uh-huh,
and then
uh-huh.
We'll release the CD in June. And then we're going out with Brian John Appleby in July.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And we actually, I've been talking with some of the guys from that band about getting them in here as well.
Brian John Appleby?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
I really like. And we've talked with Kyle Zantos before. He's
cool.
He's been in
he's
here.
He's cool.
Yeah. He is a cool dude. How long did it take you guys to finish this record?
1 year.
A whole year.
It took a long time. We started recording in June,
uh-huh.
But then there was a few months prior to that we were kind of planning and like pre-production, trying to figure out mm-hmm. how the songs would be arranged and what songs we wanted and mm-hmm. finishing up some new ones. So,
mm-hmm.
It's okay. Hit the table really hard. This table makes a lot of noise.
I know. You know what it is? It's this one right here.
Because
those fancy mics over there, they're all self-insulated, so they don't make any noise. It's this one right here
gotcha.
That has no, yeah.
Okay. I'll try to
inside
control
baseball.
My knee from now on. anyways, I don't know what I was saying, but.
Talking about how you guys,
how
the recording process. Yeah.
So probably this time last year we started pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the studio in June and then just kind of recorded solid from June until January. Mm-hmm. And then it was mixing in January and then mastering in February and remastering. We had to go back a couple times and fix some things and make sure it was all perfect and what we wanted.
And you guys did artwork. This was all you guys, right?
Uh-huh.
There's no label behind it. It's all DIY.
Yeah,
it's all us. And we recorded the album with Sean Simmons, a local producer. So mm-hmm. recorded it with him. He helped us a lot. It was a good guidance for us because he's been doing this for a long time. And this is our first full album that we've recorded in professional studios. Our first time in a real studio, you know, doing it the way it should be done.
Right.
Great instruments and great microphones. And
just like it's the whole overall, cool the real process. Experience.
It's the real deal.
Real deal. Yeah. Big old fancy freaking studio.
Yeah. Ceilings. Where, does it make you guys nervous at all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you record in a real studio, as beautiful as it is, you're constantly thinking about how much it costs.
Yeah.
So there's that whole added pressure of like needing to do it as fast as you can.
See, that was never it for me. My whole thing was, it's like, oh, these guys are listening. Like the worst part for me was vocals. It was always vocals. Because when you're just sitting in there, you're in a vocal booth by yourself and you're singing. And then you realize, oh, they can listen to me sing without anything else going on.
Yeah.
And that, like...
It's a little nerve-wracking.
That would destroy me each time.
Yeah. I was really uncomfortable if there was anyone ever visiting or anything. Like, I couldn't do it. Kind of had to be in my zen space.
Yeah. It had to be, like, our space. Otherwise, it just didn't work.
Right.
Some privacy. But for the most part, though, we learned so much in... It was a long, long process, but
even like
got it done.
We didn't even want each other watching each other record. Like
I had to ask Kendra to turn around.
Yeah. So is this why it take like a full year? Because you just okay, now you have to leave.
There would be times Megan's where, like, gonna come. I in. Would either be doing my thing or Megan would be doing her thing. We'd be like, no, you just like I need to be in my own zen space. You know?
Yeah. There's a lot of head games that go
there
on.
There is.
We psyched, a lot of like we psyched ourselves out a lot.
So many times, yeah. But we did it, and then we did. Everything and did the mastering, did the whole deal.
Yeah.
And we took the time to make sure that we loved each part we did. So
right.
That's why I think it feels so great to have it finished and have it be something that we really love.
Yeah. So you're happy. You're happy with the final result.
Yeah.
Good.
I was listening to it today. I'm at that point where I can listen to it in my free time and I enjoy it. Yeah. So that's always cool.
I'm not quite there yet.
Because for me, I can still remove myself from it and just listen to it as it's your music because you're the one singing. So it's like, it's been really nice. So
I'm
enjoying it a lot. It's
well, good.
Really
good.
Cool.
Yeah. And I cannot wait to hear it. The songs that we're playing today, these are going to be on the album, but these were live recordings.
Yes.
Yeah.
That were planned today. Well, let's see. Let's do that. Let's go to another song here. This one's called Letters, and this is on the new album, right?
We recorded this song on the album.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is Letters coming up on the new album by LaMolo, Kaleidoscope, right?
The Kaleidoscope.
Excellent. That you'll be able to get.
Kendra's fist pumping.
In stores and online in June 29th. Is that right?
Well, July 3rd.
Oh, July 3rd.
Release. Yeah, July 3rd. But our release show is June 29th and June 30th.
So if you come to those, then you get like real deal. You get it for anybody else.
And you can get it signed too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get it signed.
We sign body parts.
We sign.
You do?
Body parts. We sign. Beer koozies. Bring anything. We'll sign it. You want me to sign your face? Bring me your face.
I'm gonna get you guys to give me tickets to the show. I'm going to bring in like an old tire.
Bring it.
Bring whatever me. You want.
Yeah,
we're open.
All right, this is Letters by LaMolo, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Hang in there.
All this talk of you.
I just don't have any straws or umbrellas. Well, we're back here with Lomolo. That was Letters off of, that was live recording, but it's going to be on the new album that's coming out in July called The Kaleidoscope. Why The Kaleidoscope? What's the significance behind the name?
Well, came to me in the shower one day.
Great place.
And
great place.
Trying to think of a name that sort of fit the collection of songs and what they mean to us, because they're all written over a period of a few years, and so they kind of touch on all different ideas and different times in our lives, and there wasn't really one theme that ties them all together.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of the idea of this collection of pieces that are all different from each other, but they come together and make something beautiful, like one beautiful whole.
Right.
Just kind of similar to a kaleidoscope, Aaron.
I like that, Megan. Nice explanation. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And so did she tell you that explanation when she thought up the name? Was there some infighting? Did you have a name too that you wanted?
No, I didn't have a name. I think when she brought it up, I was like, "Oh, that sounds great." And then
so you guys just get along
way
too well.
We actually did we went back and forth, and then
patchwork quilt.
We tried to find it. Yeah, we actually did try to. Well, okay, so we tried to find other names,
like synonyms for that,
because
right, yeah,
because there's a rap artist, and her name is Khalees.
Oh, Khalees, I'm sorry.
And she sings that song, Milkshake.
Milkshake brings all.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, it's better than yours. Bleep right, it's better than yours. Anyway,
you can swear.
And she has an album called Kaleidoscope, and so we were like, well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Now we can't do it. And then we kind of dismissed it. But I remember immediately, I've had the album artwork picked out for the last, 6 months.
I think you picked it out as soon as I thought of the idea. We found this beautiful image to use.
Yeah, the album artwork was something that I found by this Swedish, Norwegian Scandinavian guy.
Uh-huh. Over in Paul's
Wall? On Flickr, no. And I emailed him, and I was like, can we use this? And he was like, I don't care. And so that was easy. And then it's actually the only album artwork we've ever had. We never even, it was just, we knew. So kind of when we picked that cover, it was like, well, now we have to do it regardless of Khalees. So hopefully, then we decided to put the in front of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Made it different enough.
No, I think it's great.
But you know,
I think it's a great name.
Oh, glad you like it. Yeah. I mean, we fell in love with it before we knew about Khalees. Yeah. So we're like, we can't let her bully us into disregarding our idea.
Like, even built this whole thing in your mind.
Even though she would bully us.
You know she would be a total bitch about it, too.
But,
she totally would.
We might get some letters.
Her milkshake brings the boys to the yard. And she's also bossy.
Nobody even remembers. Right. Yeah, yeah. She's always
two
telling boys what
want.
To do. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
the first girl to scream on the track.
So what was it? What was it like paying for this whole thing yourselves? How did that work out? Did you guys just scrimp and save for this?
Yeah,
because that's a long time to be in the studio, and like you were saying, like you're constantly thinking about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in there.
Yeah, it was hard. It was a big challenge. I mean, Kendra and I are both really financially
unstable
right now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been living with my mom for the last couple of years, so I could save my money and So basically we paid for half of the record with money that our band made and has just been saving for the last 2 or 3 years. And then the rest I just paid with my savings, and you know, we just kind of have to tell ourselves, well, we'll get it back, you know, to stay positive. But it was really hard.
Yeah.
Really, it's scary. It's like a very vulnerable feeling, because
you don't know.
There's no guarantee that it will work.
You just have to.
It's just
an
investment, and you have to stay positive about it. There were a lot of stressful days, though. I think I cried a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I did.
Just like being freaked out about taking this huge step.
Yeah. It's kind of like all or nothing. And
it's like a really big moment. And to put all this money into something that you like really, really care about, but you don't know what's going to happen with it, is a really crazy moment. And I can't, like, I can't speak too much on my own part in that respect, but like, it's just been.
Well, are you optimistic about it now, though?
Yeah.
I mean, with the selling out of that show, like, so yeah. many months in advance.
Yeah, definitely now I feel yeah. a lot better and more secure and more optimistic for sure. And
okay.
for the most part, I was, but there were it's moments of insecurity, you know, through the whole process where
yeah, yeah.
we'd be tired and working all night. And
there were nights in the studio.
Yeah,
there were nights in the studio where we would be there for like 17 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were a lot of those. We were there for so long and then we would go home and then we'd come back the next day, you know. So
and we were still working in between, so it's like fitting it in when we weren't working.
There
and
was one
just
night.
Tired.
Every free hour that you guys had.
Yeah.
This. Yeah. Yeah.
In the summer, there was that night where we both had to go home and I ended up, I drove us around.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
And I got to your house and I slept for like 2 hours and went to work for like 8 the next day. And then
you
we
drove
went
around?
Back. We went back that night. That
was wild.
I mean, that was wild.
You and drove around rather than going on the ferry.
It was too late. It was too late. It was like 5 in the morning and I had to work at 8 or 9 or something.
Me too.
Like, I had to teach kids camp. Or something ridiculous. And then
yeah.
Lots
another
of
night, like mastering, our last night of mastering was during that like wacky half snowstorm.
Oh,
the almost
yeah.
Snowmageddon. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And we were there for like 20 hours.
And yeah. we did. That was our mixing session.
Oh, yeah. Mixing.
We broke Sean's career record of consecutive hours.
It was mixing.
Really?
23 hours.
Wow.
Straight. Yeah.
Wow.
Straight. Like in the studio mixing straight. So. Because it was our last day and we were on a budget. We couldn't afford more days. And we're just like, sorry, Sean. Deal with it.
He was really understanding, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
he could
was
have charged us a lot more.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So it's been a big personal challenge in lots of
so
you know,
many ways, yeah.
sacrifices. Mm-hmm. But it's totally worth it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not sick of the songs now?
No way.
No.
No.
I know. I haven't been listening to them lately, but I still love them.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's one thing that I, you know, I talked to, who was it? I was talking to some band about it, and they were just like, yeah, we're kind of just sick of playing those songs now. Because they had an epically long recording experience as well. And, yeah, I've always found that to be kind of a weird thing, because a lot of people do say that too, like where they've been playing these songs for so long that they're just tired of them now.
Well...
We
do you guys
that
think that'll
sometimes.
Ever sometimes. Happen? Oh, it does happen?
It happens sometimes, especially at practice when we're just playing
I'm
them
sick
with
of
each other.
Playing that one.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when we don't have shows, but we know we need to be practicing and we're just like playing the same freaking songs. It's like, why? What are we even playing these for?
Yeah.
But right now we're kind of in the middle of revamping our live set. So it's not really boring more than anything. It's just really challenging.
Uh-huh.
So we're like... They're kind of like new songs right now, so it doesn't it doesn't feel that way at all.
They're still kind of fresh. You haven't been playing them live much.
Yeah, like live in this new setup sort of idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys been playing much?
Nope.
Recently?
We played a few, but for the most part, we're just kind of preparing for what's coming up this next month. And, we're going to play in May. We have a large handful of shows, so just gearing up to hit the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you, and remind me, because I can't remember if we talked about this last time either, that you guys were here, but now you guys have toured before, right?
One other time.
Yeah,
kind of almost two.
One and a half times.
The first time was...
How does that work?
The first time was
3 days
with the Head and the Heart, and we toured for... It was
that's right. That's
10
right.
10 shows or something, and then we did just a Seattle, Boise, Portland trip.
Mm-hmm.
Which
was the half tour. But driving to Boise, I drove to Boise straight from Seattle.
It's a long drive.
I drove the entire time. And that's a really long drive. So I'm going to count that as definitely a half tour.
For some reason, when you get to that...
0.75 tour.
Yeah, 0.75
there you go.
Tour.
Yeah, there you go. For some reason, once you get to that point in eastern Washington where you hit the Palouse...
We went down to
that
Portland.
That stretch is so long.
Did we go down to
it
Portland?
All looks the same.
Ah, yeah.
We did. We went down to almost Portland and then cut over instead of going through eastern Washington.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it still all looks the same. Let's
it
be
still
real.
Sucked.
That's still a really long drive, though.
It
That's
was,
even longer.
It was funny because I was fine the whole way until we got there. And then I just kind of lost myself. It was like, oh, my God.
Because you poor thing, we had to we pulled up in the parking lot, had to roll out of the car and then go on stage and play.
Seriously, almost within an hour.
We had 10 minutes to eat some tacos.
And then we had to sound check, you're right.
And then it was time to play. So kind of kind of crazy, but
yeah, yeah.
So we got there and I parked the car and I was like, I need food, I need water, and I need a drink now. It was like really, really intense.
Well, it has been 10 minutes. Would you like that drink?
No, thank
no?
you.
Okay. She's starting to shake, people. She's starting to get the shakes. So where's this tour going to take you guys with Hey Marseille?
Oh, we're excited. We're going to go. We're going to start in San Francisco and then come up through Oregon. So we're going to play in
Bend. Are you going to fly down to SF?
No, drive.
Drive all the way down
drive.
There. Wow. Okay.
And then play San Francisco, Eugene, Bend, and Portland and come back.
Mm-hmm. Venues? Hey Marseille's a pretty popular band,
kind
right?
Kind of like they in are. Between venues. Like yeah, yeah. Some of them are going to be a little bigger and some of them are going to be like, most of them are all
like mid-range
ages.
Ranges. And they're all ages.
Yeah, so that's
oh,
really,
good.
Really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then the exciting part is that we get to go back to those same cities in July with our album. So
awesome.
Hopefully we'll make some new fans in May and then we'll get to share our album with them in July. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That'll feel good.
Yeah. So wait, okay. I guess I'm a little confused. So wait, are you going, you're going back down there for a album release tour as well?
Essentially, yeah. With Brian John Appleby. It's
official
release tour, but
we'll have the CDs released then. So it will be cool to be able to go back and touch base at all these places
we've been
now, like probably three times before having the CD. So it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys have been building a little bit of a following here in Seattle, I would say. Haven't
we'll
you?
Try.
I get emails. I still get emails from people saying how much they love you guys from
you
the
do?
Last from the last time you guys were on the
really?
Show.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't,
We have a lot of sharing that. I think we're always surprised at how much support we have here, and that I don't mean that in like a we don't feel like we're supported. It's just like we played the Tractor kind of recently, and I think I'm always personally like I'm always scared that no one's going to show up. It doesn't matter.
Me too.
What the
right.
show is. Every show, I'm always like texting my friends day of like, please come to the show. And it's really silly. I don't know why that is. I always get deathly nervous. We both do.
Yeah, yeah.
We do.
Like so nervous. I think there have been multiple times where I've like had to go to the bathroom because I thought I was going to puke. I don't know why. And I don't know if it will ever go away. But so
I think it'll get better.
Always
hopefully.
Really surprising to us. When,
hopefully.
Yeah. When like we all of a sudden we did this all this love. So the Tractor show was that Tractors? Yeah, that was Tractor. That was like a really crazy thing. We went on stage and like it was almost all the way sold out. And it was, I just remember I was on stage. My hands were shaking. I was so nervous.
Because
I think my mentality is that it's the same thing I think is yours, where if I don't get too excited, then I don't have anything to be bummed out about if there's nobody there.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like
set
myself up really low and then...
Which is so sad.
And then it's like you can only go up from here. At least there's not 10 people out there.
It can only get better.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. And I don't know where this comes from in us. We both have it.
The same thing happened in Portland. We played in Portland recently and right before the show there were like 10 people there and we were really bummed out. And then by the time we went on there was at least maybe 100 or something and... It's like, oh, that wasn't so bad, you know? So
yeah.
I think maybe we'll get over it one day. But Seattle's been good to us. We have a lot of really, really cool, like, diehard fans around here, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it's growing, definitely.
There's, like, a fan of ours has moved out of the state, like, to Nevada or Las Vegas or somewhere. She lives South Dakota. She lives somewhere. And she's flying in for the release show and, like, bought tickets and... She's bringing her boyfriend, and it's like, what the? That's so cool. So
that's awesome.
We do have some.
That's
pretty,
awesome.
We've been feeling lots of love.
Good
lately. Yeah. So optimism is high.
It is. Yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody buy their album. Don't steal it off the internet.
If you can.
Buy it.
I don't even know if it's. I guess it's inevitable. Things get on the internet somehow.
Things just get there, and people
It'll
take
get
it.
Stolen. But what can
that's
you do?
That's okay. As long as the
we people just want people to.
If
enjoy
the people
it.
Are stealing it and they like it and then they come to a show, that's cool too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying steal it.
Hold on. Can we take that part out?
Yeah. I'm not saying steal it. I'm just saying like, I guess if it's inevitable, then go for it. But
Have you guys been getting contacted by any like labels that are interested or anything like that? Have you been in talks?
A few.
Yeah.
Kind of here and there, but nothing like...
Nothing
solid, you know, we're kind of just doing our own thing for now and definitely are going to self-release the album and kind of.
So you want to do this by yourselves?
Right now,
well,
yes.
Yeah, right now we do, and I think kind of the only that's where we're at right now. You know,
right?
It's a little late. Like the CDs are going to show up at my door.
Yeah, I guess that
days.
Doesn't. It does. That's not how it works.
But
right?
we're excited to do that though. It's kind of a. Yeah. It's a cool feeling. I mean, we started the project on our own from the beginning, and it feels cool to follow through to the end and release it ourselves too.
Well, what's
we'd
it feel
happy
like
to be on a label at some point?
Yeah. Well, what's it feel like to have people like contacting you and starting to inquire about that stuff?
Weird.
It feels really cool.
Cool.
I bet.
It's kind of like it's like I feel like our music is being justified in a way or something.
Right. Like it's a real thing now, right?
Yeah. Because for a long time, for the beginning years that we were in a band, I feel like a lot of people around us didn't quite take it that seriously. Mm-hmm. And that still happens every now and then.
Happen, yeah.
Just, you know, we tell people, like, that's they ask, what do you do? We say we're in a band, and they say, oh, cool.
And
so
then they, like, move right on.
You know?
Yeah. Right, right, yeah.
I'm sure you're in a band, you know. But sometimes I don't quite always feel respected for the career choice. And, so it feels really good. Uh-huh. It feels like we're taking steps forward and being justified and kind of being respected for what we do and appreciated and feels great.
Yeah.
Especially when we work so hard at it. So it's cool to be recognized in some way, even if it's just like a tiny little inquiry from somebody like, oh, I heard about your record. Do you want to send it my way so I can take a listen? And it's like, oh, cool. Like, you know about us and you want to hear the record. And that's really special because I think sometimes we even have like friends still or, you know, acquaintances who would never even ask that question. So it definitely is a good way to make us feel really empowered. Like we're doing something cool.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's encouraging. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
That's awesome. That's really good. Well, I am super happy for you guys. Cause,
thank you.
I love it. I love your guys' stuff. And like I said, I can't wait to hear this new stuff. So let's do that again.
All right.
Let's take another musical break. And is in Black and White, is that a,
that was a
sound on the sound
video.
Thing.
Yeah,
is that just like a compilation of different songs or
it's two
just,
songs?
It's two songs.
On Again, Off Again, and then another one that was never named and never played again.
Yeah,
actually, for some reason I don't know why
it was named though.
Was I don't even remember
Fort Warden.
Oh yeah,
remember
right? It was
cool. Fort Warden.
Isn't that a great place?
That's a Kitsap reference
it's
right there.
Yeah, name.
Yep.
It's the money right there.
It is
a cool
place.
Song, too.
Wait, is Fort Warden... Fort Warden's the one over in Port Townsend, right?
Yeah. The bunkers.
Yeah.
So cool. So spooky, too.
Oh, totally.
Great for hide and seek.
Never go there at night.
Never.
Never.
Unless you have a lot of flashlights.
Yeah.
Flashlight and a lot of people.
And extra batteries and like...
And lanterns
some sort of
and
knife
garlic
or something.
All kinds of things you would need
garlic.
To ward off any sort of enemy.
Silver bullets. You need silver bullets. Yeah. Did we play On Again, Off Again yet?
No, I think you
think so.
Played...
okay.
Just Letters?
Yeah,
Letters. We just played Letters. This is On Again, Off Again by Lomolo. And it'll be on their album come July 3rd, The Kaleidoscope. So make sure you put that on order. Because they're going to go like hotcakes. I know it. I know it. All right. On Again, Off Again by Lomolo. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid podcast for you. Stay tuned.
It's so on again and off again. It's so awesome.
people love babies. I just had, we just had, it was my baby's first birthday, Saturday. And it was a huge deal. And like, and I just, okay, here's what it did. I didn't think anybody was going to come. So I just like invited a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Like friends on Facebook, you know, and stuff. And everybody came. I had like 70 people there at my parents' house.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts. It was so much fun though. Yeah. So you guys got, you got some babies coming on the way.
This is the topic we picked. Yeah, we got babies.
Just so all the listeners know, we planned this topic of babies. Yeah. Yeah, we have babies on the way.
Yeah. Your sister, right?
Well, Megan's sister. Okay, wait, correction. Yeah, we don't have babies coming.
Well, our album is our baby, so we kind of do have a baby coming.
Yeah, yeah.
But babies in the family are coming.
Yeah.
Who would give birth to the album if it was you or me? Probably you.
Oh, this is weird. I don't know.
It would probably be you. Anyways. That's an important question.
Is it?
Now I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Sure.
Sure, it'd be you.
I don't mind.
I think it would be you.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Wouldn't be me.
My sister's having a baby. And Kendra's brother's having a baby.
Yeah.
And these are the first babies. My brother's not having a baby.
His significant other's
having a baby. Yeah, yeah.
But she's having a baby in October, and Megan's sister's having a baby at the end of May, right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's baby fever right now.
Yeah.
Megan's sister's having a boy.
Are you excited? Are you guys excited to be aunts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
See, really you get excited. The best. See, you guys get. Here's the thing. You guys get the awesome job. The aunt and the uncle, awesome job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You don't really have to change any diapers, you know? You probably don't have to, you're not going to babysit for the first couple years of the kid's life.
Whatever. Yeah, you are. I bet we both will.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I'm sure.
You think so?
I'm sure.
We'll probably like it, though.
Yeah.
Because Mairead won't.
I'm kind of baby crazy right now.
Are you?
Yeah. It's like a natural woman thing. I can't help it. I already have names picked out. I'm ready to go.
Are you serious? Yeah. You're going the distance.
I got names. I've had names for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about you? Did you guys ever plan your wedding?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, I have thought about it. I'm going to be honest. I've thought about it, but I've never like planned it out completely. There's just things that would be cool to do at a wedding.
Yeah. But that's a thing, right?
There's girls that do
that, right?
I guess I don't know.
Some women don't
some
want to
girls
get married.
I know do. Yeah, for most of my youth, I hated the thought of getting married.
See, and
like,
I'm
no
the opposite.
No way, not me. Can't tie me down.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. I'm like, I need somebody to wrangle me in a little bit.
I can see Megan running around at like 5 years old. You ain't got to tie me down. No way. Not me.
Yeah. I don't think about it on a regular basis or anything, but
she has a book that she
a chest full of marriage things.
Yeah, right. I've been collecting these bridal magazines.
I don't.
For like 5 years.
For the record, I do not have I've never once picked up a bridal magazine. So that's good, I guess.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah.
We are okay.
You're okay. Yeah. So you said off air we were talking about the Hunger Games. You guys read that book, right?
I read the books.
I didn't, but I saw the movie.
And I haven't
seen
the movie.
You didn't
yet.
Read the book.
See?
See, I haven't seen the movie. My wife went and saw it.
Did she like it?
Yeah, yeah. She thought it was pretty good.
I don't have any money to see movies, but I want to see it so badly. So if anybody's listening to this and wants to take me to go see the Hunger Games.
I keep telling her, we'll wait till it comes into the red box. And
that
then we'll
takes,
get it for $1.
That's going to take so long.
Yeah, but that's
long.
Like, that's kind of a movie you want to see on the big screen too, right?
Yeah. Well, Katniss and all her glory just in the... Arena.
Oh, yeah,
doing
I want to see
doing
it.
Doing her thing. Yeah, I want to see it too.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to
see it. I'll see it again.
Go out of the theater soon, I guess.
How long has it been around now? It's relatively new, isn't it?
I want to see the Titanic in 3D. That's what I want to see.
Are you serious? Yeah. You want to see that?
Only because I love the Titanic. I don't think the 3D thing is cool, but I think it could be cool. But I don't
It's not going to be cool on that. But, like when they put the 3D onto the movie, like later. It never looks good.
But I want to see it.
Is it the same Titanic?
Yeah.
So same everything,
same exact
just 3D.
Movie.
Yeah.
How could you go wrong?
Who doesn't want to feel like
you
Leo is right in your face?
What's you guys
that
happened
in that scene though? Like in the car, the steamy
you know
car
the scene.
How
it's gonna feel like you're right
3D?
There.
That's true. Did
you're
you guys
in the
hear
driver's
about
seat.
This? Did you guys hear about this?
No.
When they're doing the drawing scene, when he's drawing her and she's naked.
What about it?
They took that scene out in China.
No. What?
Yeah, yeah. Because they felt like the people that were watching the movie would try to reach out.
No.
Yeah, totally.
So it's that real. See?
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think they're basing that on any fact.
I think Bring It On.
Bring It On in 3D?
Kendrick's going to be reaching out left and right. Just wait.
It's going to be a lot of heavy air petting in that theater. Kendrick's there.
We love Leo, though.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
We do.
You know, I recently saw a clip from that, the Titanic movie, and he looked so young.
Yeah,
I mean, he always looks young, but damn.
He looks like a baby.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So does Kate.
Yeah, she was
Kate
pretty young,
super
when,
young
when
that
came
movie
out too.
Too.
And I want to see pictures from Basketball Diaries now. See
that
how
movie,
young he looked.
I remember
that,
when
that
I watched
movie.
That movie for the first time, I was really moved.
I've never seen that.
It's
a
really
good movie.
Freaking
yeah.
Kind of like intense movie.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
It's pretty
like
dark
actually
movie.
And also in cinematography it's just really dark in general.
Yeah,
really
you gotta turn off all the lights.
Yeah, otherwise you
to
can't see
the screen. Yeah,
but it was and he's a cutie in that too.
Mm-hmm. But you guys, okay, so you guys don't want to see Cabin in the Woods.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't
is.
Know what it is either. I don't know what
oh,
you're talking
really?
About.
Oh,
now I feel weird.
I just went and saw it. It's the most amazing horror movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh wait, maybe I saw a preview
I don't
for
like
that.
Do you guys know movies who? Because they're mind poison. Got that term from Megan.
My mom used to tell me that.
And it's
poison.
Very true because think of all the happy movies you've seen.
Uh-huh.
So many, right?
Yeah.
Now think of all the scary movies. You can remember everything about those scary movies. Scary movies just freak me out. Can't do them.
This
it's
one's
like roller coasters.
This one's not really scary. It's not really like super
is the
scary.
Villain,
it's just done really
is the
well.
The villain a human?
It's a bunch of humans.
See? Can't do
worse.
It. I can't do it. I can do alien
even
movies.
Worse.
I can do like
you can do alien movies like like Alien the movie.
Yeah, bring it on.
That movie was scary.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is
that
movie
still scares
real?
Me.
But when you get like
murderers,
like a human doing
crazy
really
people.
Bad things, that is just too much for me. That mm-hmm. just makes me have bad dreams. Too many bad dreams.
I'm totally rethinking bringing up this topic.
I'm already having bad dreams.
Starting.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming and doing this again.
Thank you.
We're happy to talk about, talk to you about what's been going on.
It's awesome.
It's been fun.
I'm super stoked for you, and I can't wait to see. I'm gonna wrestle some tickets out of you guys for that 30th show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it.
It'll be a good one.
You know what we should do? We should do a ticket giveaway.
We should do a ticket giveaway.
Oh.
It's a great idea.
We'll line this up.
Yeah.
We'll do something with you guys here.
Yeah,
great idea.
That's really cool. We'd love
it.
To.
Yeah, because we've got, like I said, we've got a bunch of fans of yours that listen to this show now. And we'll do that.
Great.
We'll do something. We'll work it out.
I'm in.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much once again for coming on the show. Let's pimp your wares. Where can we find everything?
All right.
Everything LaMolo.
I feel like we need to have some sexy song come on right now.
But, I can do that in post. I can do that in post.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now. So our website is www.lamolomusic.com. You can click on our shop tab and find everything you need.
Also, Twitter is at Lamolo Music and Facebook is at Lamolo Music. And we have an email. LaMolaMusic@gmail.com.
More sexy.
We have the sexy music.
Slow it down.
Stop.
Slow it down.
But the album will be in stores on July 3rd and on our website. So
yeah.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Available at all your local retailers.
Wonderful. And is it going to be like a national thing too, or is it just going to be here in
not yet.
C-town?
Just here in C-town.
Seattle,
but if you're
Bellingham.
National, find us online.
You can
online.
Order it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to get it in stores in Bellingham and Portland also.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Well, thank you guys once again for coming on.
Thank you.
And let's
Thanks.
Do this. Let's
talk like whales.
Whale song.
There we go.
Whale song by LaMolo. It's a live version. And of course, you can find us at air-raid.net on the web, and also on the Twitter, Air Raid Net. Follow us there, and on Facebook, and all that good stuff. And remember to go to iTunes and leave us a good review, because we don't like bad ones, as you all know from last week's episode. All right, this is Whale Song by Lamolo, and apparently we're going to be talking about that bad review with Lamolo off-air here. have a great week, everybody. We'll be right back.